Hey friend, are you looking for episodes that dive deep into your Enneagram type? Or are you searching for faith-based insights that transform your life? With over 300 episodes on the Simply Wholehearted podcast, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But don't worry, friend, I've got you covered. Introducing the curated, personalized podcast playlist that is just for you based on your Enneagram type. So get your copy to help you continue your path of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You can get it at simplywholehearted.com or just click the link in the show notes to get your personalized playlist. And let's continue on this transformative journey together. Hello, and welcome to the Simply Wholehearted podcast. I'm your host, Amy Wicks, your wholehearted living coach, and I'm so glad that you stopped by to spend some time with me. Are you curious about the Enneagram? Do you want to learn biblical truths? And have you wondered if there are life rhythms that will help you thrive? Well, friend, then you are in the right place. Hey, friend, happy Holy Week. Now, I realize this phrase is fairly nuanced, and yet, once you make it to Resurrection Sunday, indeed, this week is a happy thing. In fact, Easter is the pinnacle moment and bedrock of our Christian faith. But before you make it to Sunday, Maundy Thursday is wrought with betrayal, Holy Friday is full of loss, and Saturday is dark and void of hope. I really can't help but think about how the disciples felt that week, and specifically on Saturday, how they woke up to the reality that their faithful friend, trusted leader, and peacemaker had died. They didn't know of Sunday's good news. So, my friend, are you in a season where you're experiencing Thursday's betrayal, Friday's loss, or Saturday's ache? You are not alone. And this is why I thought I would offer Holy Week breath prayers, a scripture reminding each personality type how Christ is the perfect embodiment of your personality and how you can look to Him, to Christ, to get all of your needs met. But before I jump into this, you might be asking, what is a breath prayer? A breath prayer is simply an intentionally short and repetitive prayer, which usually consists of just a few words or a brief phrase. The brevity allows it to be easily remembered and then repeated. It offers a physical calming response along with a spiritual connection with our Creator. The unique aspect of a breath prayer is that it's synchronized with your breath. You inhale as you silently say or think about one part of the prayer, and then you exhale as you say or consider the other part. You receive breathing in, and in breathing out, you're letting go. The repetition of the prayer as you breathe in and out can be a focal point for meditation. It really does help calm the mind and body. And plus, as I mentioned before, it increases your connection to the love of your Heavenly Father. I prefer to do it where I read a brief passage of scripture, and then I use that as my focus point. And then I pray parts of that passage. So that's what I'm offering to do with you today. Starting with the Enneagram 9s, I'm going to offer a truth statement and then a passage of scripture and then model the breath prayer. I'll be pausing afterwards so you can repeat it after me, or you can just soak in the brief moment of silence. Type 9, I bless you with the truth that Jesus, the powerful peacemaker, came to calm the storms. Luke 8:24. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. Breathe in. Jesus, you are the powerful peacemaker. Breathe out. Your sacrifice gives the power to calm any storm I face. Type 8. I bless you with the truth that Jesus is the great rescuer. He came to seek and save the lost. John 8:7. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. Breathe in. Jesus, you are the great rescuer. Breathe out. Your sacrifice demonstrates that it's not all up to me. Type 7, I bless you with the truth that Jesus is the generous multiplier for life more abundantly. John 6:11. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted, and he did the same with the fish. Breathe in. Jesus, you are the generous multiplier. Breathe out. Your sacrifice alone fills me with abundance and joy. Type 6. I bless you with the truth that Jesus, a trustworthy leader, is willing to go the extra mile for you. Luke 5:9-10. For he was awestruck by the number of fish that they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." Breathe in. Jesus, you are the trustworthy leader. Breathe out. Your sacrifice protects me as I learn to trust your voice. Type 5, I bless you with the truth that Jesus, the source of wisdom, revealed the great mystery of salvation. Luke 21:38. And all the people came early in the morning to hear him at the temple. Breathe in. Jesus, you are the source of wisdom. Breathe out. Your sacrifice reveals the greatest mystery of God's love. Type 4, I bless you with the truth that Jesus, man of sorrows, is acquainted with grief. John 11:35. Jesus wept. Breathe in. Jesus, you are the man of sorrows. Breathe out. Your sacrifice offers comfort in my grief. Type 3, I bless you with the truth that Jesus, the risen King, was first humbled on the cross. Matthew 27:29. They wove thorn branches into a crown and put it on his head, and they placed a reed stick in his right hand as a scepter. They knelt down before him in mockery and taunted, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Breathe in. Jesus, you are the risen King. Breathe out. Your sacrifice fuels my spirit of humility. Type 2, I bless you with the truth that Jesus is the selfless servant. He is the good shepherd. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Breathe in. Jesus, you are the most selfless servant. Breathe out. Your sacrifice strengthens me to serve with love. Type 1, I bless you with the truth that Jesus is the perfect example. He came to fulfill the law. Matthew 5:17. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. Breathe in. Jesus, you are the perfect example. Breathe out. Your sacrifice empowers me to fulfill your commandments. Okay, friend, before you go on with your day, I'd love to offer one last prayer for you. So, Father, I lift up those who are experiencing losses this week, the big ones and the small ones. I pray for those parents who are waiting for prodigal children to return. I pray for those who are waiting for shelter and safety. I pray for foster children waiting for placement, couples waiting for a baby, the single woman who longs for a husband, expectant mothers, those needing employment, and those who are awaiting the truth of your love for them. Lord, for all of those who are waiting, please give them courage and patience. And in due time, we ask that you would bring their waiting to an end. Friend, I'm praying for the hope of Sunday to fill your heart today. It is my sincere hope and prayer that these breath prayers minister to you in a powerful way. And not because they're my words or it's my idea, but because they are Holy Scripture encountering your heart and being spoken over to you today. And since this little episode is so brief, I hope you listen whenever you need these breath prayers. Also, if you have curiosity about spiritual practices like breath prayers, I would love to invite you into a 6-week cohort led by Sarah Cronin, a wholehearted coach. It is a cohort, a little small group of with others that is called From Weary to Beloved. It is about spiritual rhythms like breath prayers and other practices that both Sarah and I really love and have incorporated in our lives. She is big in spiritual direction and has been trained and gone through the process herself. And of course, she has gone through the wholehearted coaching process. And we together have created this content to help you form some rhythms like breath prayers, so that way you are less likely to succumb to burnout and repeat the patterns that you might often find yourself repeating. Anyway, go check out the link in the show notes. It starts at the beginning of April, and I want you to be able to make every session. It's just 6 weeks. And if you didn't get to do it last fall and you heard about it and were interested, now is your time. So I hope you jump right in. Of course, you can always reach out to either one of us and we'll answer any questions you have about this Weary to Beloved cohort. Also, just a reminder, if you know a friend who needs the invitation to pause and receive, especially this week, send them this episode. It's very simple to send them a link through your favorite communication platform, or you can even take a screenshot of this episode so they can find it on any podcast app. I mean, who doesn't want to share these perfect examples of Jesus with those who need some encouragement? Alrighty, friend. Until next time, continue to pursue God's perspective, purpose, and plans for your wholehearted life.